This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN, which is brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I don't think Lendl's going to play.
I don't either. Let's say good evening to Don.
I am lost.
Let's say good evening to myself.
A drooling pair.
And I think there's another for Don.
Fordham.
By the way, quick update. We did some research earlier. Right. Don, you remember I asked you when you gave that awkward answer. It sounded like a gun was to your head. I said, what do you think's the better school, Columbia or Fordham? You recall that?
Fordham.
Yes, right. And we looked at U.S. News and World Report's most recent rankings.
Never let me down.
They currently have Fordham as the number 68th best school in America.
How many schools do they list?
How many is that, Andrew? 200?
I'm not sure what it went up to. 100, maybe? Maybe.
There's no really way it just went up to 100 and Fordham's just 68. No.
Wait, hold on. It doesn't change any.
What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. If they did 68, it would be the worst one.
But if they did 500, it's in the top 20% of schools.
But it would still be 68. The point is this. Fordham is 68. Columbia is 2. Yeah. So, Don, I'm going to ask you again. Which one do you think is the better school?
No. Fordham.
Oh, you would think that the Ivy League schools would be 1, 2, 3, and 4, no?
Well, there's more than 4, but yes.
What was number 1?
That would be Princeton.
I would root for Princeton, but it could be Harvard.
Oh, because of New Jersey.
Right.
But sure. I've got to tell you, Peter, you're trying to insult me and put Don
on the spot. No, I'm not. I'm not insulting.
I got accepted to Columbia.
And I think you made a mistake.
That's the point.
How did I make a mistake? How could my life have turned out any better?
You would have been a Columbia graduate.
Okay, but my dream was to be the Yankee announcer, so I got there. I would have had to go up against Gary Cohen, also a Columbia guy. Bob Klapisch.
You don't want to beef with Klapisch. I was not trying to insult you. I was just trying to state a fact.
Well, I made Columbia, so you could make that fact. It doesn't mean that I chose Fordham because of financial limitations.
That's fine. But all this started was you said that they were the same, and I'm saying they're not.
I didn't say they were the same. You asked Don if they were.
Andrew, how did we get here in the first place? Do you remember?
I actually don't remember.
It's unfortunate. But I know it's because it was you being wrong in some way.
I was not being wrong.
And furthermore, if you're wondering for kids paying attention at home, Maryland is tied with Syracuse at 59. Nine positions ahead of Fordham, just for those paying attention. Now, I didn't get in to Columbia, though, so I got nothing to say to you.
I got into Columbia, and I got a full ride at NYU. Where's NYU, Andrew?
Definitely higher than Fordham.
Full academic ride.
Why didn't you go there?
Because I wanted the radio station at Fordham.
It's 28th, NYU.
Wow. You could have been a hustling, what was it, the Purple Violets?
Violets, yeah.
Wow. Wow, you really are.
Where's Ramapo?
I hope they lose.
Ramapo in the top 100, Andrew?
I'm still scrolling.
It's the top. It's the top universities, right? Well, there you go. That's the difference. I went to a college. I didn't go to a university.
No,
but Boston College couldn't have been on there because it's just a college.
I think it's Boston University. College University. I think it could be there.
Fordham College.
That's Fordham University. But I do think Ramapo, though, Don, U.S. News and World Report did a list of the top 200 drugstores, and they actually included Ramapo. Well, I don't even know why.
I'm very proud of my degree.
Yes, you should be. Sarah Kustok, proud of her degree.
You don't have any idea where she went to school, and I do.
I would guess Northwestern.
Nope, you'd be wrong, but close. You're close, my friend.
Okay. Minnesota.
Nope.
University of Chicago.
Close.
University of Illinois at Chicago.
DePaul.
Fordham.
I would have guessed all day and not gotten it.
You DePaul's in the center of Chicago. You would not have come up with that?
I wouldn't have. I would. I always forget that it's there.
Well, maybe not Chicago per se. Maybe on the outskirts. But she's a Hall of Famer from DePaul. She was a great basketball player.
Oh, a Hall of Fame basketball player there.
Well, what did you think I meant? A Hall of Fame senator?
I think I meant broadcaster, perhaps. And I was almost
jealous.
Well,
she was a player before she became a broadcaster.
You don't say. I thought it was in reverse order. I thought she did a whole career as a broadcaster. And then at the age of 40 or 50, said, I'm going to go back to college like Rodney Dangerfield and become a basketball player.
I am lost.
I don't think she's even seen 40 yet. What's wrong with you?
She has not. That's my point. Of course she played basketball first. It doesn't make any sense what you're saying. Let's hear from Sarah. She was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier talking about the Nets' decision, their change with Kyrie Irving.
I think it was just a decision by the team that at this point and the circumstances surrounding what would happen was best to have him and welcome him back. And Kyrie came back. He obviously now is coming out of health and safety protocols, but was welcomed back to the team just a few weeks ago. And I think there has always been a mutual respect and understanding of the decision to initially not have him around the team and not have a part-time player. But I think, you know, it's just been a constant evaluation from ownership, from the front office, from the coaching staff, from the team, of what would work best at circumstances through the season. And I think at this point they felt like not only wanting the talents of Kyrie on the road, the ability for the team to be really flexible and fluid in having him in the rotation and then out of the rotation at home, and also just, you know, needing another body and needing a little burst and needing something added at this point of the year. And so, you know, I think for all of us, we're really excited just to see him play basketball again and see him back on the floor. And I think his teammates and coaching staff and everyone have welcomed him in with open arms and are really looking forward to having him.
Kyrie will be with the Nets against the Pacers tonight.
It's not a perfect situation, but I understand what they did. They need him. They want to win a championship. Yeah, that's their best route.
But what's happened basketball-wise any different than they thought it would go? You know, the team's still playing well. They've lost three in a row, but, you know, Milwaukee was still going to be a concern.
But if you
look, still be a concern.
What's happened, though, Don, is they lose most of their losses are to the good teams. They beat up on the teams they should beat up. And they have one on the road, too. I think they're 15-3. But and another thing is they wear out their other players. They play them too many minutes.
Well, I think because of COVID. Yeah. I think COVID's the reason why this happened. That's why they save face. Because I think this is going exactly the way you would think it would go record-wise without Kyrie. That they wouldn't be as good, but still very good. And then the hopes they'd get it back. But from, you know, having that distraction and all that, let's just let him, you know, be on the shelf, and then hopefully we'll be able to get him back at some point. And then I think COVID and the players not available and the possibility of even more players not being available was the ultimate factor. That's why I don't think they should feel bad, feel like they betrayed something by doing it. I don't think they ever thought of him as an anti-vaxxer. I don't think they were punishing him.
No, me neither. Me neither. I don't think it was about that.
I just think they thought that it wasn't good for a team to have a half. Yeah. Half player.
And they probably still think that, but realize that because of what's going on right now in the world, it's better to have that extra body available for the 22 of the 47 possible games. Right? That's the way it breaks down, right?
Yeah.
They got 47 left and 22,
22
on the
with
road.
Kyrie. Yep.
22
they have more on the road, but there's a couple they can't play because of Toronto. They don't let unvaccinated people in.
And LA,
yeah, you're right.
Milwaukee will be without head coach Mike Budenholzer. He is entering the health and safety protocols, according to Woj. Speaking of COVID issues, there could be a COVID issue at the Super Bowl as the state of California has extended their mask mandate to February 15th. And now, Michael talked about this earlier, there are rumors that the Super Bowl could get moved to Dallas from SoFi Stadium to AT&T if necessary. So we'll keep our eye on that. WrestleMania is at AT&T this year. It is the best, by the way. I wouldn't be mad if they had the Super Bowl every year at AT&T.
SoFi is pretty nice, too.
How do you know?
I just see it on TV. It's gorgeous. Everybody
on TV or TV?
On TV and TV.
Got it.
But think about it. The Super Bowl is February 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday.
That's your birthday.
So weird that all the time, all my life, of there be never having a Super Bowl on my birthday. It never even occurred to me, but that's how late, you know, the season is and all now. That we're talking about, what, 5 weeks? Right? Something in that neighborhood?
Yeah.
Six? You got to start letting people know where the game is, right? I mean, people are going to be buying tickets, hotels. I mean, you got to really make this decision pretty quick.
Don, if the Omicron variant slows down, why don't you have a big birthday Super Bowl party at the house?
Ooh.
I was going to do that for mine, remember, and then Charlie got sick.
Yeah! Yeah!
Not a bad idea.
I got to
tell you. Omicron were to slow.
That would take a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the kids that's the way it works.
Because the kids being home all the time has just created some issues. Our dining room has become a playroom.
Yeah, you've given up, haven't you?
Well, giving up is a strong phrase.
You're kind of hinting that it's a pigsty. That's what you're saying, though.
No, it just means I'd have to get it straightened up. But you know, with the kids being home, with 2 4-year-olds home all the time, they kind of make it their own.
So, Peter, there's no party. Don't worry about it.
No, there was never any shot of it.
Yeah, COVID could go away and never come back, and Don's not having a party.
Well, not for the Super Bowl, but
why
I've
not?
Had pool parties. I've had, you know, be outside. I love the backyard and the pool and everything.
But why wouldn't you have a birthday party? You're going to be 60, right? That's a big number.
No, I'm going to be 54.
Oh.
So it's actually
I'm 57. I'll be 53 next Saturday. Boy, that was a long time ago. It was 4 years ago.
Wait, 50? You said I'm 57. I'll be, but no, you were turning 58.
Right. So 3 years ago.
So yeah, just calm down.
Got to check the Rangers schedule too. There's always that.
We were talking. Oh no, Dom might miss the Super Bowl. Hey, I think,
yeah, because I believe that you are doing that Ranger game. I think Kenny's doing the Portuguese language broadcast.
Is that true?
The Super Bowl?
No,
yes.
Honestly, yeah. He'd be doing a Super Bowl, like
international. Obrigado e bem-vindo ao Super Bowl. It's me, Kenny Albert. Oi, Brasil.
I mean, they were supposed to be in the Olympic break,
right?
But now that might be some makeup, so I can't commit that. That'd be a shame to have a whole party, invitations, the whole thing, and then.
Well, you wouldn't have done that anyway. But
put a Ranger game in there, so we'll see.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, earlier we talked about my buddy Arash Markazi, great guy. What about Hub Arkush? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
Oh, Hubbala.
Hub Arkush, yeah.
Hub was always great on Mondays. He would go on ABC Sports. Mm-hmm. And Hub Arkush.
Is he from here?
I think he's Midwest. He might be Chicago.
Well, no, he's on in Chicago. But I'm curious as to how you know him, Don.
Because he would just be on the radio all the time talking football on Mondays.
Okay, well, he's still
Rogers thinks he's a bum, right, Peter?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hub Arkush is still talking football, and he said, I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the MVP. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you can make that argument, but I don't think he's clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, or maybe even Tom Brady. By the way, stop it. I'm sorry. Cooper Kupp, stop it. He said, so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice. So he has a vote for MVP. He's clearly stated it will not be for Aaron Rodgers because of the COVID situation. Here's Aaron Rodgers responding to Hub Arkush.
What do you think of one of the 50 voters coming out and saying yesterday, quote, I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the MVP. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the MVP at the same time.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But, I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the offseason, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP. In my opinion, should exclude, you know, future future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated. You know, so if he wants to go on a crusade and collude and come up with an extra letter to put on the award just for this season and make it the most valuable vaccinated player, then he should do that. But he's a bum.
Now, one thing that I would disagree with Hub Arkish about, mm-hmm. I don't think a bad guy should be an MVP. You know how many bad guys have been the MVP? I mean, bad guys? Forget about that Aaron Rodgers didn't get vaccinated. I mean, really bad guys have been the MVP of this league.
Right.
No, he's wrong there. Just judge it on the football.
Right, because there's nothing like there is in the Hall of Fame voting in baseball where, you know, off the field is all, you know, character issue. You can include that.
Yeah,
but there's nothing. This is most valuable player in the league.
Yeah,
but,
it's Rodgers, by the way.
So. Right.
You know what? He's not that far ahead of Brady.
But Hub Arkish is wrong. But Rodgers is wrong, too, in his defense. Like, you've never had lunch with me. I think we can formulate an opinion on Aaron Rodgers based on the information that's out there. You don't have to know him personally
to have
an opinion on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, a lot of that stuff is out there. We've heard his quotes. And I don't think Hub is going completely on him being anti-vax. Now, he was over the top with it, and I don't think that that should stop you from voting. It should be who's the best player in football. Who's the most valuable player? And I think he's the most valuable player.
Tom Brady talked on his podcast about signing the ball for Brandon Echols the other day. Here's what Brady had to say.
that was the first time. What a nice guy, young player. It was actually it was kind of flattering. It's not often I've signed an interception ball too. I think that's the first time. So
I got to tell you guys, I watched a little the video of it actually happening, and I thought about it more. Him being a rookie and getting a pick, and it being a meaningless game for the Jets, I take no issue with it. Zero.
I would take no issue. Give it to one of the clubhouse attendants and have it brought in and have them sign it. You shouldn't do it on the field.
But there's got to be a way to do it without it being on the field. I agree with Michael. I wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to kill him for doing it. But don't make it seem like that's your only action. You could have went to their room after. It could have been done without anybody really noticing it.
It wasn't the vintage Brady. He scribbled it. That's not his autograph anyway. He stiffed Echols.
You think so?
Oh yeah, that was he just scribbled. He didn't go Tom T O M.
I didn't know you knew so much about Brady's autograph.
Oh,
signs.
I'm very, very autograph conscious.
Wow, good for you.
Because I see Mariano Rivera's, which is the greatest autograph of all time.
Let's hear from Brian Kelly on ESPN, talking about his dance moves and family.
Where did you pick up these moves?
Well, listen, Walker Howard is a 5-star quarterback, and. You know that you got to do what your quarterback asks, right? If he says you got to dance,
you're going to dance.
Why wouldn't you dance? And listen, whether it was dancing or I couldn't get my accent down with family. Listen, I'm from Boston. We don't have strong accents.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Hold my beer, said Dave Gettleman.
Oh, my God. What a moron. Seriously. Really? They're not known for strong accents in Boston. And
they
what
might
happened
be known for the strongest accents in the world.
This guy is like a craftsman toolbox.
Oh, wow. From Sears.
Yeah. I mean, this is the whole thing with all the draw, like 6 feet tall.
I mean, but he code switches on a level we've never seen before.
Listen, he might be a phenomenal coach, but he can barely function otherwise.
Family.
Nozzle. You got a break soon, Peter.
I'm breaking right now. That'll do it for ENN. Brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double, both made with Hennessy VS. Visit www.hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
I have a quick story to end it. If you go to CBS Sports reported today that they went to the website WashingtonAdmirals.com. They were redirected to the WFT's official website.
Ah.
That's what everyone's saying, but there are other teams that did the same thing. I don't buy it.
Okay. Anyway, we come back with the coach of the New York Rangers, second most points in the NHL. That's coming up next right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.